And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for staying with us. I'm continuing my super exciting guest tour. We're going to get back to some basics and talk about business. And so right now, one of the big areas that is the focus of the world is real estate. Well, there's a side of real estate that a lot of us don't know about, myself included, that I wanted to get an expert to come on and talk about with us. And so Lisa Blythe is in the studio with me, and she's from Southern Title. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? I can talk politics if you want me to.
Oh, no. I'm about all talked out. I've had fun with it. We've had a number of people that have taken the big breath and are leaping in the deep end, so to speak, mm-hmm. to run for office. But our show today, I love the idea. You know, I met Lisa. She actually was a feature on our television show. And so she was at the home show?
It was at the Senior Expo at the Volusia Mall.
All right. And so she answered some of our questions, and she answered them pretty well.
Oh, thanks. I'm not an expert.
Some of the ones were good, and some of them were entertaining, but they were good. So she's with Southern Title, and she's mm-hmm. our director of marketing. And she's with us today to tell us what in the world, first of all, what does a title company do? When do we need it? How is it involved with real estate? So a whole bunch of stuff like that. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Southern Title and also about your background.
Well, Southern Title has been in the Daytona Beach area since 1995, but most of our closers, those are the people that handle the transaction, they don't want me to give away their age, but they have been doing this for about 30 years. So there's a lot of history with the company in the area.
So when you say closer, that's a good thing.
Okay? Yes, that's
experience. You're getting a real estate transaction closed, mm-hmm. not like somebody feeling like they're getting closed like a sales process.
Yeah. No, the closer does a lot of the work that leads up to the you walking out the door with keys brand new home and money, I guess it depends on the situation.
So, and Southern Title, get a little bit of background there.
Well, founded by Shelley Stewart is our president, and she and another lady named Paula Atkerson basically put the company together back in 95. They had worked as competitors, actually.
How about that?
And back in the day, there weren't as many title companies standalone. There were more attorneys who may have had closers working with them, those real estate professionals.
Yeah, that's what I people naturally, mm-hmm. I think some of the confusion, and this is where I have said, well, what's the difference? There's also title insurance.
Right.
And that's where the attorney gets involved, right?
Well, there's attorneys that work with underwriters.
Okay.
We're agents. Well, we're an agent for underwriters. We're independent. That's one of the, I think, benefits of working with Southern Title. We work with four different of the nation's top underwriters to provide you with that policy. But we do all the background work. Attorneys also get involved, but back in the 80s, there was a Supreme Court case called the McPhee case, and that allowed us to provide you with real estate closing, not really advice, because that would be the unlicensed practice of law, but allow you to work with us to handle the transaction without having to get an attorney involved.
I got you. They can be involved as needed,
right,
but you can...
Right.
Okay, so that's the company. There's multiple locations?
Yes, we have five locations. We have... we have an office. Our corporate office is basically located on Bevel Road, at the corner of Williamson and Bevel. And then we have an office on Seabreeze and Deltona and Ormond.
Very good.
And in Winter Garden.
Okay. So here's a basic question. Would somebody call Southern Title directly and say, hey, I want you guys to handle my title mm-hmm. process?
Sure. Those calls.
Okay. And so, well, I didn't know if it was or if you're doing it through the realtor, and mm-hmm. I guess it could be all of those things.
Yeah. And that's really, our customers can come from anywhere. I mean, you could have some customers who may need to get rid of some real estate as part of their financial planning.
Absolutely.
You call us too.
Absolutely.
Typically, realtors or builders or lenders will refer the transaction, but the consumer, it's contractual, but the consumer in Florida most often pays for the policy. So they choose. But often, as you said earlier, they don't really know what's going on with the company. So they'll say to their realtor, who do you like to work with? And we hope the realtor will say us.
So for them to call you directly, they can give the number here is 262-1197.
Well, that's actually my direct line. So if you want to talk to me personally, that's the best number to call.
The marketing expertise.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, what's
right.
the number we should give them for?
Well, 866-297-5535. That will reach our corporate office, which we can direct it anywhere.
All right, give me that number again.
866-297-5535.
Okay. And so if somebody's got a real estate transaction that's pending, they can call Southern Title mm-hmm. and get their mm-hmm. their expert assistance and handling this. And then that's good. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back and talk to Lisa Blythe about the transaction and what's involved with it, and walk us through what happens with a title closing. So stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. We have Lisa Blythe in the studio with us. She is with Southern Title, 866-297-5535. And also the website is stitle.com. And she's here to help us understand, what does a title company do? And we talked a little bit before the break about how some of that's involved. So let's kind of, if you would, Lisa, walk our listeners through, if you're going to close or buy or sell a piece of real estate, there's going to be a title company involved.
Yes, or an attorney, but they are also working with an underwriter.
Okay, so there, and there's insurance, because if it goes bad, that's what the insurance is for. And so as an extension of that insurance, there's a function that needs to be done to transfer the property from one to another.
So basically what happens is, we need a contract, though. We can't help prepare the contract. That's part of the unlicensed practice of law section. But a real estate agent, or you can get a contract sometimes from office supply stores. I would recommend working with a real estate agent, though, because they really know what they're doing.
Yeah, I do not like off-the-shelf stuff.
So really what we're doing is, we want to protect the interest in the home for you. Peace of mind is what we're really providing. So when a person wants to purchase a home, the person that they're buying it from needs to show that they own the home in order to convey it to them. So in order to prove that, there's a recorded deed usually. There's other documents in the public record, and then that we do some other searching to find out, to make sure that when they transfer title from Joe to Bob, that Joe owns the property completely, and he transfers it to Bob. Bob says, okay, now I own the property.
Bob doesn't need any surprises down the road.
Bob doesn't want to know that Joe's long-lost second cousin's twice removed is going to come back and say, hey, I own some of that property. So there's a painstaking research that goes involved there.
And so here's a fun question, not fun for the situation, but fun for us to hear. Have you seen that happen?
Yes, it happens probably more often than you think. And that's why we really encourage anybody, if you're buying a home, even if you're paying cash, because when you purchase a home with a lender, they're going to require a title policy. That's called the lender's policy. But we encourage to get an owner's policy to protect you, because that lender's policy is for the value of the loan, which often isn't 100%.
Right.
And then as you pay the loan down, the value of the policy declines.
You got to speak up, and you got to say that you want this. It's not something that's going to be automatic.
Well,
right?
It typically is, but some people will say, I don't really need an owner's policy. I trust this, or I'm confident. I would recommend not doing that, just because there's other situations that come up. There can be liens in the public record. And nowadays, there's so many people buying foreclosed or bank-owned properties, which you're getting a different kind of deed. It's called a special warranty deed, which only guarantees during the time that the bank owned the property. So there could be all kinds of stuff.
Before that, what they
call the chain of title. So that's what our people do. We get a contract in. We start working on it by looking up the names in the public record of everybody, the property. Sometimes we have to clean up maybe a property description, which that's according to the American Land Title Association, which is our governing board, basically. Probably out of every transaction, two or three things are cleaned up each time.
Wow.
So that makes it more marketable for the future, you know. So they're cleaning that up. They're looking at any judgments, any liens, anything that's happened with the person who owns the property, so that it's called clear title. You're basically getting clean, marketable, insurable title, which is what you can then sell, you know, in the future.
It's really interesting. I mean, I think most people don't realize how much is involved. And of course, that's why we have Lisa Blythe in the studio with us. She's the director of marketing for Southern Title. Their number is 866-297-5535. And the website, stitle.com. You know, I'm going to make sure that we tell our clients about this, because I think a lot of people don't really realize that you can contact a title company directly and make sure that they're protected. So the thing that also struck me, Lisa gave me kind of a summary before we did the show of all the different things. So I want to give a quick rundown, okay, and then you can comment on this as we go along. Just a few things that they do when they perform this service for you, ladies and gentlemen, is they search the land records to ensure the title to the property is clear. They create all the documentations to transfer from seller to buyer. They follow the lender's requirements, and all these different lenders have different requirements.
And right now they are very extensive, because the lenders want to be protected as well because they've had a lot of defaults.
Well, there's never been probably a greater need or demand for a title company's services because of all this stuff you talk about, foreclosures. Then you actually do the closing.
Right.
That's
so we
where
wrap
you get,
it all up.
That's where you get the check or you get the keys. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are looking for a check these days. Then you issue the title policy, and this is where you're working with an underwriter of an insurance company whose skin is in the game, if you will. Yeah. If it goes bad, there's a premium that's paid for this insurance policy.
Right.
And then you you issue the title policy, record the deed and mortgage in public records, and you're looking at all these different documents that are involved in transferring the property. And then you look at the history of ownership you mentioned, and then you cure these title issues, these problems and fixes that hopefully will make the property more marketable going down there. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And I tell you, the people in our company work really, really hard to make sure that when a consumer walks away with a Southern Title policy in their hand, that they're going to be protected. And you want to be able to sleep at night. You want to be able to know that nobody can take your house away from you. And that's one thing that in America we have over a lot of other countries is you can own your property. Honestly, and even for the financial industry, it keeps it going because lenders feel more confident lending money when they have confidence in the real estate that they're invested in. Actually, we do help reduce the title or the loan rates a little bit just because of the confidence provided by a title insurance policy.
They don't have to build in the bank doesn't have to increase an interest rate or other costs to build in the risk of title.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
It all works together, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We have Lisa Blythe in the studio with us. She is Director of Marketing for Southern Title, 866-297-5535. You can call them directly and not wait for the attorney or the realtor to tell you to do that, but you can also go to the website, stitle.com. Stay right there. We're back in 30 seconds.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back, and we have Lisa Blythe in the studio with us, Director of Marketing for Southern Title, 866-297-5535, and stitle.com. S is in Sam. Don't type Sam. Just type the S and title.com.
Sam Title. That might be kind of fun.
That might be clever. And we were talking on our brief break. Lisa was sharing with me about some of the other things that I think our listeners would want to know about, you know, this whole process of closing and what goes on.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I was mentioning was we are in the middle of hurricane season, and I know we're thinking, knock on wood, right? It seems to be pretty quiet right now, but you never know. And if you're looking at buying real estate during hurricane season, to be sure you get your homeowner's insurance policy in place beforehand, because when a storm is named, Most insurance companies won't write their homeowner's policy.
Yeah, once
policy.
It goes over that line, imaginary line on the map, the insurance company says, I don't care how much premium you give us, we can't issue
the
policy.
Right, and then we can't close because that's usually a lender requirement that you have homeowner's insurance.
And so that's one of the things that they would have to show proof of at closing and everything else, or probably before.
Yeah. And, you know, you were mentioning all the different things we do, which just kind of noticed I was standing up a little straighter thinking, wow, we do all this work. It all comes together really in order to make the transaction happen. But every step along the way, we are basically following instructions from the lender and from our underwriter, which you'll get something when you first turn in your contract or submit a contract, we'll put together what's called a commitment. And that's our commitment to insure you. And there will be a list of the names of this insured, which need to be checked. And I encourage all of our real estate agents and our consumers to please look at that. Make sure it's correct because you'll get it before closing.
What about the insurance itself? It will pay up to a certain amount. You said before, you distinguished before the break about lender and ownership owner policy. It'll pay a dollar amount that up to a certain amount that's needed to either fix the problem post-sale or to repair a financial situation, people being damaged by this.
Right. Up to the value of the policy.
Up to the value of the policy.
Yes.
So the value of the policy, of course, will be written or underwritten to be a certain value to match the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so the more the value, the higher the premium.
Right.
And so you might have $200,000 or you might have $2
million. Right. We like those $2 million.
Yeah, those are good ones. So there is a premium paid, and then there is a commission that is paid?
Yes.
And that goes to cover certain costs?
The costs of producing, basically.
Okay.
Producing all the paperwork and closing and all that.
Okay.
So we work with four different underwriters, as I was mentioning, and depending on different situations, and sometimes people request that you work with, say they want to work with First American or they want to work with Stewart. Sometimes people just would prefer that. But the fee you pay is basically the same. The state of Florida promulgates title insurance.
Oh, okay.
It's $5.75 per thousand up to $100,000, and then $5 per over $1,000, and then it gets even smaller and smaller as you get into the multi-million dollar homes.
A half a million dollar property would be, what is that, 500 times five, that's $2,500.
Right.
Roughly.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right, because it's up to the first 100,000 is 575.
And then are there additional costs for the closing, or is that?
There are closing costs. Those can be shopped for.
Okay.
And there's a search fee generally because we have to search the public
records.
But not
records. From the title.
For the policy itself, when you get a quote, which we'll be happy to provide quotes at any time, you're going to get the promulgated rate for the insurance policy.
And that takes care of what the title company does.
Yes, except for the closing fee, which can range in the 200, 3, 4, 5, depending.
But what's nice is you're not paying twice for the same service.
No.
In other words, you know, they get the title insurance.
Mm-hmm.
There's already a fee built into that title insurance premium that covers a lot of the things that you do as a title company.
Right.
That's nice when the consumer doesn't have to pay twice.
Right. It's all the claims and, you know, just the whole searching. We're required by law to keep documents for 7 years. You know, storage, as you know, can get huge.
Oh, yeah.
And just everything that goes into
it. You're into terabytes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Our Lisa tells me all about the terabytes. How many terabytes you think they got over there, Lisa? A lot.
But one thing that consumers can do to save money is if they're refinancing any time from purchasing, or if they have purchased within 3 years and are selling, you can get a reissue premium, which is a reduction.
Okay, how's that work? What would cause you to get a reissue?
So you bought your house 2 years ago and you decided you don't want it anymore, you're going to move, you would get a reissue premium. All you need to do is provide the copy of your owner's policy to the title company. And you don't have to go to the same title company you went to the first time. Any title company will offer reissue premium.
Oh, I see. And so they can reissue it.
Right. So it's a reissue because you've reduced risk, basically.
Okay.
And we love to get prior policies because it helps quicken the process.
Yeah, you don't have to go back and do all the
and
work
the
that's already been.
Risk has already been, you know, it's already been.
So you don't
insured.
Have to do as much work.
Right.
That's nice. Very convenient.
Yeah. And anytime you refinance, which we're getting a lot of refinances now because rates are in the 3.75.
So you need that for a refinance as well.
Yes, copy
I know
your policy.
I've refinanced, but I just don't remember having to do the title and all of that.
And we will look that up for people, too,
so
if
you guys
we're
have
able
an easy
to.
Button in your office. You push the easy button.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, easy button, here it is. Lisa Blythe is in the studio with us, and it's a Southern Title. And the number's 866-297-5535. You're riding down the road, you can't remember all that. STitle.com, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
We're back. See, I told you only 30 seconds. Lisa's impressed with our quick turnaround.
I know. You guys are speedy here.
We're getting it done. Lisa Blythe is in the studio, Director of Marketing, Southern Title, 866-297-5535, and it's stitle.com. And Lisa, anything else that is a particular? You mentioned something about a wire on the break.
Yeah, because of the instances of fraud, which, you know, you hate for Florida to be number one in something, but I think it is number one there.
Wouldn't be surprised.
We really, and actually, this new contracts for the Florida realtors indicate that collected funds are necessary, which is in the form of a wire. A cashier's check we can accept, but we'd have to wait for it to clear. Because this is actually some stuff that's happened with the new apps out there. People can take a picture of a check on their phone, deposit it. And then this has happened with another title company, which of course, you know, we all hear about this stuff, where they've deposited it and then given the check back to the title company and said, you know, we'd rather have it in the form of a wire. So because that kind of fraud, we prefer wires.
Just wire
it's
it right
easy.
Just it's easy, it's consistent.
Yeah.
And so that's now how do you, so is that something that they find out about? When do they start getting some of this stuff over to the title company? Is it not on the closing day?
When you
start working with somebody, you have a representative at the title company, you start saying, okay, here's all the things you need, and then they will tell you and you work on getting them to them?
Right. We'll work with if you have a real estate agent or you're professional, we'll work with them as well to help get that information through. But once we get the contract, we start our search immediately we send you out a letter that will have the information.
Here's all the things you need to do.
Here's all the things that are going on right now. We'll make a lot of phone calls. A lot of people are a little nervous, too, because we'll want their social security numbers because we have to have that. So try to develop a rapport because, you know, you really have to trust your title company because there's a ton of money going in and out of a title company every day.
And not only that, but and I'm sure you have very serious procedures to protect all of that data and data for the customer because they've got so much of their, it's where they work, where their income. All kinds of stuff is in there with the lender and all that stuff all wrapped together, plus a social security number.
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of instances. So we really work to protect our customers in that situation and to make sure that, you know, they feel comfortable because they have to, you know, that's important. But I did want to mention also that one of the benefits I think of working with Southern Title is, you know, there's a lot of licenses I'm sure that you have that are required.
Oh, yeah.
We're all licensed by the state, but also there's a second level, which is called a certified land closer. And all of our managers at our branches are certified land closers.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'm a big believer in certifications.
Which really, it means, I mean, they've had been in the business for more than 5 years, and there's an extensive exam that they take, and just the ability, they know what's going on. You know, if you're looking for a title company and you're calling around getting quotes, which I would recommend, just make sure that the people who are doing the work know what they're doing. And our search department, which makes us stand out among other title agencies, we have our own search department. A lot of times people will outsource it.
Oh, really?
We do it internally. We work with our underwriters sometimes, but mostly it's done. We have a certified land searcher.
I like that because that's one less place that all that information may be going outside. It stays right in-house.
Right. And it's all in Volusia County, which, you know, we're really big fans of Volusia County and supporting the local industry. And also we were voted best around by the Daytona Beach News Journal's readers and the Reader Choice Award recently. So really excited about that.
Well, that's Lisa Blythe you're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Marketing, and she's doing a great job. Southern Title, 866-297-5535 and stitle.com. We're out of time. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.